RockableHealer.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. We are having some interesting times in the economy right now. You know, and one of the reasons I think that we're having some interesting times is that, as I've talked about before on the show with my very astute and knowledgeable guests, we really don't have a monetary system that's based on anything other than hopes and prayers. And that is something that in the history of our world, that concept has never, ever survived. It survived up to a couple hundred years, but it has never survived longer than that. One of my buddies is a guy by the name of Don Swenson. Don is an economist. He continues to be a student of business issues, economic issues, political issues, etc. He has a really, really interesting blog called Kingdom Economics. Sends out a missive almost daily to hundreds of people. Don started being a guest on our program a while ago. We did a daily show with Don earlier this week, and we got such great response from it. I asked Don if he would be willing to come on the weekend edition, and he said, sure, we really need to get the word out in terms of our ideas on what's going on financially. Don, your missive dealt with capitalism, the evolution of capitalism. I guess I would almost say the de-evolution of capitalism. You talked about how it's really based on a lot of false promises, etc. What are you talking about?
Well, Al, you and I have talked quite a bit about the evolution of capitalism, and what we have today, in my mind, and I think in the mind of a lot of people, is not real capitalism. And a lot of it has to do with our money, Al. Most people, they have not addressed the issue of our monetary unit. I mean, this is the key to capitalism, and when we have basically money created artificially out of nothing, you know, out of thin air, as Ron Paul says, basically we don't have capitalism because we have a subjective system rather than an objective system. You know, when our country started under capitalism, the people were in control, basically, of creating products and goods. And money was a representative of the value of what was being created. And today, we really don't have that. We have a distortion in values. You see it in real estate very evidently, and you can see it in practically all asset classes. And this is because we have subjective money rather than objective money.
Oh, it makes all the sense in the world. Of course we have subjective money instead of real money. It makes all the sense in the world to me. You know, Don, off the air, you and I were talking a little bit about the concept of inflation in the United States. We were talking about how Dr. Bernanke is, you know, quote unquote, keeping a close look on what's going on with inflation because he doesn't want the quantitative easing to kindle inflation, etc. But, you know, I think a lot of people don't understand that we have some significant inflation right now, even more so than the obvious being, you know, I mean, I'm living in the desert right now with my wife, and we're paying upwards of $4 a gallon for gas. Well, we were paying, you know, in the mid-2s just about 3 months ago. You know, you look at food prices, et cetera. Those are the obvious. But when you look at the economic indicators, the prices, there is a lot of hidden inflation that you brought up. Could you elaborate on that for me?
The word inflation is just very confusing. But basically, as money gets funneled into the economy, you know, we all bid up prices with money. And as we bid up prices, say, for instance, for gas, now up to $3.50 here in Tucson, this can be viewed as one type of inflation. It's inflating particular commodities. In the bigger picture, we also have, at the same time, a lot of value destruction going on. And we see that in real estate. I'm sitting right now in a house that is basically deflated 50% from what it was just a few years ago. And the overall deflation just in residential real estate in the last few years is $11 trillion, Al.
Yeah.
Just think of that. So we've had tremendous value destruction in certain sectors of the economy, like real estate. And then we got, you know, all this money sloshing out there that's bidding for for particular commodities, bidding those prices up. That's another type of inflation.
Yeah.
So we have value destruction on the one hand, and we got inflation in commodities on the other hand. And I think we have to differentiate between those two different areas to get the full picture.
In terms of value destruction, will you elaborate a little bit more on that for me?
Yeah, value destruction. You know, I've been in the I've been a valuation consultant for 40 some years, and value is a psychological concept. Basically, how it's, you know, if you look at your house when you go outside this afternoon, you see a house, but you don't really see the value.
Right.
Value is something that we create with money. And if someone comes along and bids up the price of your house, that creates a higher value.
Sure.
So basically, with easy financing and a lot of easy money available, we can bid up the prices of commodities. We can bid up the prices of a house, commercial building, what have you. And then we say it's got a higher value. But value is psychological, and it can come down just as quick as it goes up.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you take away the easy financing, you basically don't have the affordability because wages are not increasing. People cannot get these prices up, so the prices drop.
You're not real concerned with inflation right now, then. Am I correct in assuming that?
No. Overall, in the overall economy, we're having more value destruction or deflation than inflation. We've had 10 trillion dollars just in the residential sector in the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's deflation. Basically, when you and it's very evident when you look at real estate.
Yeah.
People can't go out and get second mortgages like they used to do. They can't get home equity lines of credit like they used to do because values of homes have come down.
Sure.
And some as much as, you know, 80% in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
So this is value destruction when prices come down on a major commodity like real estate.
Yeah.
And then people cannot use their financing arrangements to do what they used to do, which was just basically borrow on the equity, and,
sure.
And then we could buy another house, we could buy another car, and so on.
The concept of value destruction is a very, very interesting concept to me. It relates, well, in my mind, it relates to the money supply and inflation in a very pure sense relates directly to the monetary supply. You know, fewer goods chasing more and more dollars. So I kind of wonder if we're not maybe saying the same thing here. Don, I want you to tell our listeners, if you would, a little bit about Kingdom Economics, what it's all about, what you do, the response you get, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, Kingdom Economics, Al, is based on individual freedom, the individual coming before the state. And that's been my entire effort. In the area of philosophy is to promote the individual before the state.
Sure.
And Kingdom Economics is basically the concept that the individual is basically a spiritual being, and we come before the state and the government. And,
mm-hmm.
and our country, if you go back to the founding fathers, that's basically the approach and the philosophy that they adopted,
mm-hmm.
that the individual should come before the state. We are really the government, Al, not, you know, the administration that's currently in power.
Yeah.
It's the individual person and the people that are the real government. That's the fundamentals of Kingdom Economics.
So you basically are providing a forum based on that fundamental where people can actually express their views, voice their opinions, et cetera, and really not with the idea of trying to take away power from the government, but with the idea of voicing a strong opinion, if people have that opinion, in the direction of perhaps, you know, the good or bad things about government. That's really, really commendable. You guys out there, listen, he's a very, very interesting guy. Check it out. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You continue to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm chatting right now with Yale Simpson. We're doing a huge remote here. Yale is down in Florida where He is attending the BMO conference, a very, very high-level conference. You know, you can't just walk in the door. You've got to be invited to this one. And he has been spending the last few days down there chatting with some of the folks, kind of getting a feel as to what the experts, Eric Sprott and other folks, think is going on in our industry. I want to say, just in the interest of an introduction, those of you who aren't aware of this, Yale is the chairman of a company called Xtore. Xtore is a company where I have visited the properties down in Patagonia. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. I also, in the interest of full disclosure, need to say that I am a shareholder of this particular company, as I am also a shareholder of Exeter, another company that Yale is the chairman of. But rather than talk about the companies, let's chat a little bit about what's going on down at the BMO conference. I mean, are we talking optimism, Yale? Or are we talking pessimism? What are we talking about down there?
It's interesting when you look at it from a high level, and mm-hmm. the participants at this meeting go from Rio Tinto, BHP,
yeah.
all the way down to some of the new juniors who have mm-hmm. made new discoveries. So you got the whole breadth of the industry.
Yeah.
There's very little, and the whole show is put on for about 150 institutions
right.
who are investors in these kinds of companies.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, even there has been zero discussion in the forums about things like a correction in the market, if whether equities are fairly priced, overpriced, none.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything on that. One of the more interesting speakers, of course, was Eric Sprott, because
yeah.
Eric is there, and of course we know he's a big bull on precious metals, and of course a particularly big bull on silver, and he was making the case that silver, of course, has gone from a 70 to a 60 to a 50 to a 40-to-1 value ratio with gold. So now it's 40-to-1, and he made the case that it's going to 16-to-1. And so that would imply either the gold price is going to go down a lot or else silver price is going to go up a lot relative to gold. So that was kind of the tenure of it. I didn't see anybody with a pessimistic hat in this meeting of 1,400 people. But maybe you're preaching to the converted.
Oh, you know, you and I have been in this business for an awful long time. Are we preaching to the converted? I mean, to an extent we are, sure. I mean, I'm being a little more careful now in terms of our investing than I was, you know, let's say 6 months ago. But by the same token, is this whole thing going to come crashing down? You know, I don't think so. We're going to be chatting in the next segment with Bob Moriarty of 321 Gold and getting his opinion on that. So it'll be interesting to see what he has to say. But, I mean, typically I think at conferences like this, I mean, I think to an extent we are preaching to the converted, and it's in all of our best interest to say, well, you know, this thing isn't going to continue yeah. forever. But we know it's not. We know it's not going to continue yeah. forever.
What was interesting, Al, is I can say from a company of Xtore, and Xtore has got a market capitalization of 440 million odd.
Yeah.
I can say in the meetings that I had with what would have been 40 meetings
yeah.
With institutions who invest very much in our space.
Sure.
Again, with those institutions who are writing the checks
mm-hmm.
and making the decisions every day as to how much they should be invested, none of them were showing any particular caution as to metal prices. That's absolutely clear. So it isn't just the company saying, hey, everything in the world is great, because
right.
you expect them to say that.
Right.
It's the institutional investors.
Yeah,
we're broadly speaking not talking any pessimism on metal prices.
Well, in investing in this industry, you've got to look at all sides of the story, and that's what I really stress on this particular show. People have to do that. They have to look at what the institutions are doing. They have to look at what other people are doing, and you know, then they have to make up their own minds. All right, let's get over to Xtore for a second. Now, you put out a press release just a couple of days ago. Yale, the company put out a press release. You've got a major new discovery down there at Cerro Moro.
You use the word major. I can say we have a discovery.
All right.
With further drilling, we might see whether it's major or not.
Okay.
What is important is that, you know, became an entity on its own last March,
right.
March of 2010. And
right.
today, and we've been known for one project.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only in the last 4 to 6 months where we've now put a team of 8 geologists together to move away from the known project onto what we call the discovery drilling.
Yep.
And this is the first discovery we've made only because it's the first time we've been drilling.
Yeah.
And this discovery is about 50 miles away. We put 5 holes into a place that had never been drilled before by anybody. We found some gold at surface. And in 4 out of those 5 holes, we hit.
Yeah.
And it's been followed quite actively by the mining analysts with the major institutional firms who put out commentary on the scope of this. They consider it positive for the company. Well, of course it is. If you find another gold deposit, it's positive. But you know, it takes more drilling. But wide zones of mineralization in the tens of meters, which is, you know, I think one zone was 200 feet wide.
Sure.
There's a zone of gold. And you've got to drill it and drill it and drill it to see the size.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called Falcon.
Yep.
It's exciting to the company. It's a whole new operational area. But it's only 50 miles from Cerro Moro.
Sure.
And I'll say this. What is significant is it's the first of 3. We are now moved the drill to another site called Union Domes. It's south of Cerro Moro, 10 miles away. Again, we found gold there. We had never drilled it. This is the first time we're drilling that site. Drill hole number 4 is going into it. I have no idea what the quantities will be based on this drilling. I can't tell you.
Yeah.
We just don't have the assays.
Sure.
The drills are then next week moving into another site 250 miles away. It's called Puntudo.
Stop. 250 miles away?
250 miles away.
Okay.
Okay. To a site where there's a Canadian public company called Mirasol Mining.
Right.
Okay, Mirasol have a significant silver discovery, very high grade there, and we'll start to drill our property, which is contiguous with it, on the south side.
Okay.
It's potentially a very significant silver play for us, but we've never drilled a hole there, apart from what we've said is that there's exploration going immediately north of us by Mirasol.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have a look and see what's on our side of the fence.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to hearing what that's going to be. I want to say a couple of things here. Number one, when we do remotes like this, we do them because we want to be as timely as we possibly can. Obviously, you could hear people talking in the background there, but you know what? Sift through that. You don't need to worry about that. You need to worry about what, you know, just deal with it, for lack of better terms, as I do, and I apologize for that. Okay, one thing I appreciate about Yale is he doesn't really, there's really no forward-looking statements. There's no wild predictions. This guy's been in the business a long time. He tells it like it is, and I certainly appreciate that. Guys, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Bob Moriarty.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Time now, Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Got an old friend on the line with me right now, Bob Moriarty. Bob and his wife, Barbara, have a great website out there that I know you're all very familiar with, 321 Gold. It is a good site. I highly recommend it. Bob and I were chatting off the air a little bit about what he feels is going to be possibly, I don't want to put word in his mouth, but he's concerned about the strength, for lack of better terms, of this upward line that we have in the resource market right now. I am also, and I want to say in the interest of full disclosure, I mean, as I mention on the air all the time, I trade the stocks that I talk about, and that is fully disclosed, so everybody knows exactly where Big Al is coming from. It's treated me very well in the past, but I tell you, I am concerned right now, and I'm lightening up a little bit, and the reason I'm lightening up a little bit is because of input that I've gotten from people like Bob Moriarty, Sean Gibson, and other folks down the line. Let's see what Bob has to say about that. Bob, is now a time to be really, really careful for those of us who invest in the resource industry?
I think absolutely. You can look at the stock market. You can look at the price of oil. You can look at the price of uranium. You can look at the price of gold, silver, platinum, palladium, anything you want to.
Yep.
Bob Poy calls it the AOM, all one market. And he has a unique set of measurements, and he got a signal in December that says he's going to crash in 2 to 3 months. Now, let me give you a little background on Bob Hoy. He operates out of Vancouver,
yep.
And he predicted 2008 6 months in advance, and he said the bottom was going to be at the end of October. He was far more accurate than anybody that I know. If you had listened to him, you would have either made a lot of money or you would have saved a lot of money.
Right.
When I see silver go from $18 in August to to $35. I don't think you should be looking for it to go to 50. You need to be looking for it to go to 20.
Okay. That's somewhat contrary to what a lot of the folks on the show are saying. You have been pretty accurate in a lot of your stuff that you and I have talked about in the past, so I'm not sure that I would exactly be the first in line to discount what you're saying. But, you know, one thing, Bob, that we stress on this program is that, you know, you have to listen to what everybody has to say, you know, and then make up your own mind. In terms of silver going to 20, I don't know. I mean, you're talking about a pretty significant drop in price there. Expound on that a little bit more for me, would you? Why do you think that's going to happen?
We make a giant mistake of thinking about commodities in terms of one currency. If you measure silver against the dollar, mm-hmm. you could think, well, the dollar is going to go to zero, so silver is going to 500.
Right.
But if you measure silver in terms of candy bars or loaves of bread or telephone bars,
right. Right.
Calls or Corvettes or anything you want to,
right.
even oil.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Silver is very expensive at $35.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is it is the most emotional metal.
Mm-hmm.
It goes up the fastest and it goes down the fastest. But why would you want to buy a commodity when it's the highest price that it's been in history? Now, it did go above $35 for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
In 1980, in January
right,
of 1980.
Right, right.
But mathematically, I mean, do you want to buy something that's very highest price it's ever been, or do you want to buy it at the lowest price? There are hundreds of people writing about how silver is going to go through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Where were these guys when silver was $4 an ounce?
Right.
And when silver was $4 an ounce, I was saying it's the bottom. I'm not saying $35 is the top. I don't think we've seen the top in silver and gold. But people should be very cautious.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the biggest mistakes I've ever made, quite frankly, is I was giving a speech at one of the conferences, and I was talking about silver. Silver was slightly over, if I'm not mistaken. Silver was slightly over. I'm recording right now, by the way, just so you folks are aware, this segment with my buddy Bob Moriarty. Silver was under $4 an ounce, and I told the audience, I said, you know, I think we're in the perfect storm. Big Al and little Kathy are going to start buying. Well, you know, it slipped through our fingers. I started buying silver at $14, and I buy silver on a regular basis now. Just kind of throwing one thought at you, Bob, when it comes to silver, you know, we've got both an industrial metal and some say, and I agree, a precious metal. Don't you think that is going to have something to do with keeping the price up there?
No.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Things go up and things go down.
Sure.
They go to a high and then they correct and they go down low. Everything is either overpriced,
mm-hmm.
fairly priced, or
yeah.
underpriced.
Right.
Now, when you look at any commodity that's the highest price it's been in 30 years,
yeah.
if it's at the highest price, mathematically, the probability is very high that it's overpriced. It's certainly not underpriced, and it's certainly not fairly priced.
Food for thought. Now, let me ask you a question. About 2 years ago, you and I were talking about the market in general, and you said, I think the resource market is really, really going to be strong. And by that, let me be perfectly candid, we were talking about stocks, you know, involved in the resource industry. And I said, well, Bob, but let's talk about the parallel between stocks in the resource industry and stocks, you know, that are represented, that are listed, I guess I should say, in the conventional stock market. And you said, Al, there's a real big difference. Stocks in the resource industry, when people buy them, they're buying things. They actually have an ownership in hard assets, for lack of better terms. And I thought about that, and I got to tell you, Bob, my whole investment philosophy changed based on that. And I got to thank you, because I've done really, really well, because I am investing in those companies in things. Now, what I guess where I have a concern here is you're feeling right now that it's time maybe to take a breather. It's time maybe to take a little money off the table in terms of profits and wait for the next leg up. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
That's exactly what I'm saying. When you've had a big move up in anything.
Yeah.
You should not be looking at it and saying, well, gee, my stocks have gone up 500% in the last week.
Right.
Maybe they'll go up 500% in the next week.
Right.
When you've had a big rally in it, you can look at the charts of anything since August.
Right.
And there have been giant moves. You need to be looking at, okay, what's the next thing going to happen? And it's probably going to be a correction. When somebody's got a track record as good as Bob Hoy, he's certainly worth listening to. And we are near a perfect storm. We're in a depression. We're not in a recession. We certainly are not in a booming economy like the mainstream media would like to have you believe. We're in a depression. The banking system is underwater. It's been underwater 2 years.
Sure.
And it wouldn't take very much to blow all this complacency to the moon.
Yeah. Well, I'm concerned about that. I think that, you know, given the fact that there's a lot of people who listen to what you and I talk about, Bob, I think that in all fairness to those folks, you know, I think we need to stress that we're a little bit concerned right now. And we think, my personal opinion, and I obviously want to get your opinion on this, but my personal opinion is don't completely sell out. That's silly, you know, but do take a certain amount of your profit off the table because, you know, as the old rocker Eric Burton said, just how long can a good thing last? Finish up.
Okay, that's a very accurate statement. If you go to Las Vegas and you're shooting dice and you win, what you need to do is you need to walk away from the table.
Right.
Nobody ever lost money taking a profit. Now, if you're investing in the resources and you haven't made money since August, you're in the wrong stocks. Everybody's made money since August. It is time to get some money off the table.
Yeah. Well, okay, but let's relate that to 321 Gold and 321 Energy. Why should people keep looking at those companies?
Strange enough, even in a depression, there are companies that are going to go up. I wrote about companies all the time. I'm traveling all the time.
Right.
And they're still good companies, but I wouldn't be 100% invested now, and I wouldn't be 100% in cash.
I got to tell you, you took the words right out of my mouth. I got to tell you folks out there, I've learned more from this guy than I learned in 4 years as a graduate student, you know, at the University of Puget Sound. Take heed in what he has to say. Credit where credit is due. Big Al's going to be right back.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the end of the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Got the mercenary geologist, my buddy Mickey Fulp, on the line with me. And today we're going to talk about to wrap up this hour. And this is basically some, I think, very strong opinions from the Mick. Mickey called me earlier this week and he said, you know, I've got some really strong feelings about the perceived stature of the United States around the world. And he said, I would really like to rant about that on your show. And I thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. And I decided, you know what? Everybody's entitled to their opinion. You know, a lot of you folks out there, according to all the communications that I get, that I'm getting from you every day, and I do appreciate those, keep them coming, but, you know, you folks are getting pretty disenchanted with some of the stuff that's going on also. Let me tell you a funny story. I was playing golf yesterday with a friend of mine who is a highly, highly successful business guy, and I made the mistake of bringing up a political issue, and I'm telling you, for 16 of the 18 holes of golf, he's telling me how, this is a very bright man, by the way, very successful guy, he's telling me how unhappy he is with the direction that our country is going in. And he is, for the most part, blaming the current administration. And his comments were, I have to say, very pointed towards the current administration. Mickey kind of feels the same way, I think, in a different sense. He feels that the current administration really is, for lack of better terms, dragging down the perception of the United States around the world. And we're going to chat about that a little bit right now. I also want to know if you guys agree or disagree on this. Please, please continue to respond electronically, because I'd like to know what you think about it. Mick, okay, so you're saying the perception of the U.S. around the world is going down. What do you mean, buddy?
Well, I think it's this. I'll be a mercenary here and quote a drill sergeant. Obama's foreign relation policy appears to me to be coming out of mamby-pamby land, if you will, to be somewhat politically correct and not use a word. I think we have a pansy foreign relations policy. Now, you know, I'm a bit of I'm not really a hawk generally about U.S. foreign policy, but, you know, Obama bows to the king of Saudi Arabia. He bows to the emperor of Japan. Meanwhile, Gaddafi bowed to Condoleezza Rice at one point when Bush was president. And then we have a photo of him shaking hands with Gaddafi. So he was the first president that would ever shake Gaddafi's hand. Never happened before.
You're talking about George Bush. George,
you know,
Bush.
And yeah. And meanwhile, he's bowing and to
emperors and monarchy. He's shaking hands with obviously one of the most despotic dictators on the planet. And every time he talks to the American people, he talks with his chin in the air. And I find that objectionable. I look at what Ronald Reagan did to Gaddafi. When Gaddafi got out of the line in the 80s, he went and bombed the presidential palace, put the man in line.
Yeah.
The French, who are not usually known to be very hawkish, are leading this idea of about a no-fly zone over Libya because the guy is basically attacking his own people unmercifully right now, and it's not like he hasn't done this before. Meanwhile, our foreign policy is basically saying, no, I don't think there's ramifications to a no-fly zone. First, we have to go and knock out all their air defenses. Well, why don't we do that? And then a little bit more of a rant here. We got Billary, and Billary comes on the TV, and she chastises Gaddafi. But to me, it's like your granny saying, now, you kids, be good now. Mm-hmm. And you know how far that went when you were a kid and your grandmother told you be good. So that's kind of my rant from today. I would very much appreciate a strong American presence in what's going on in Libya, and I think, tell you the truth, we just ought to go in and bomb the guy and get him out of there ASAP.
Well, let's take this thing to a little larger arena than just Libya, okay? Because yeah, Libya is important, but there are a lot of areas around the world that are incredibly important right now. Now, just going back, you know, to the comment that you made about whether or not our president is very, very strong internationally. You know, the one thing that I think is interesting, and I'd like your views on this, is in meeting with the Mexican president, okay, our president said we will not have, even though our border people are getting killed, we will not allow our border security forces to go into your country with weapons, okay? A couple of ways to look at that. Number one, yes, it probably is true that a foreign country, i.e. the United States, should not be able to go into Mexico and shoot people who are shooting at them. However, having said that, I think that in order to protect our own borders and to protect our own personnel, if somebody steps across the line, okay, with malintent, they need, depending on the level of intent, they need to have a malintent, they need to be shot and killed, okay, in my humble opinion. If somebody's shooting at you in your country, you got to take them out. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely. I would not disagree with that at all. I think we need to protect our borders. You know, I live in a border state, and what I see going on, we're not really affected by the drug violence.
Yeah.
And in fact, it doesn't generally spill over to the U.S. There were 3,000 murders in Juarez last year, and there were 5 murders in El Paso across the border. But if those people with malintent come across our borders, absolutely we should do everything to make sure they do not have any way to return back to their own country alive. You know, we had a rancher, it was probably 2 or 3 months ago, an Arizona rancher killed by some illegal aliens. And, you know, it just leads me to believe we need to protect our own borders. And I think I would agree with Dr. Paul exactly on that. You know, we need to quit raging war against so-called internal terrorists in the U.S. and taking away our rights as American citizens and concentrate on protecting our own borders.
Well, here's a very, very interesting headline from the Arizona Daily Star. The headline is, records show agents fired beanbags in fatal border gunfight. Okay, now for those of you who aren't familiar with that story, here's the deal. Border Patrol agents shot beanbags at a group of suspected bandits before the men returned fire during a confrontation in a remote canyon, killing Agent Brian Terry with a single gunshot, records show, and an illegal immigrant wounded in the gun battle who is now the only person in custody linked to the slaying contends he never fired a shot, according to FBI search warrants requested, blah, blah, blah. Okay, the documents provide the most detailed version yet of what happened in the deadly gun battle December 14th in Peck Canyon, northwest of Nogales. Okay, basically, long story short, the documents say the group of illegal border entrants refuse commands to drop their weapons after agents confronted them about 11:15 p.m. Two agents fired beanbags at the migrants, who responded with gunfire. Two agents returned fire, one with a long gun and one with a pistol, but Terry was mortally wounded in the gunfight. Okay, that is a bad situation. You don't fire beanbags at people who are trying to enter your country illegally, in my humble opinion. What says the mercenary geologist?
I could not agree more with you, Al. We're both on board on this take.
What do you think is going to happen, Mickey? I've been talking a lot about the situation in the Middle East of late, you know, how it's affecting the price of precious metals. And, boy, I'll tell you, the proof is in the pudding there. We got metals soaring, and we have tensions escalating and violence escalating in the Middle East. So I think that one would say I'm correct in that. But how do you think all of this is going to shake out over there? What's your opinion? Do you think the radicals are going to take over, and then we got a major new chapter in civilization? What do you think?
No, I think the ball's up in the air right now. I don't think we really know how it's going to go. I saw a very interesting program on Frontline a couple of weeks ago, I guess now, about the situation in Egypt and the Muslim Brotherhood, et cetera. I think there's some very high risk that the entire area can become even more a problem in the world than it is right now. The real thing that scares me about all this, and it has to do with inflating commodities prices,
right,
driven by the price of oil, but copper at record prices, et cetera, is it's leading to food inflation and food riots. That's what started this whole thing in Tunisia over a month ago now. If this food situation, if food riots spread to Eastern Asia, look out. And that is I think that's the real issue here. If food riots spread to India and Indonesia and China, the world could be a very ugly place to live in for a while, both from a violence standpoint and an economic standpoint.
There you have it from the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulpe. Take a look at his website. It's a good one. Big Al's got a lot of respect for this guy. Big Al's going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.